Welcome everybody, share number 1546. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Blushadif Bimrabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moisha and Rafushlima Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we're trying to finish off Bezras Hashem and a few more interesting things from the Sefer Klolim that we started out with in reference to Vadab Dover. So we spoke about an interesting question he talks about. We spoke about, you can't say bakashas, right? You're not supposed to say bakashas, requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the fact that it brings sar to a person, Iveya, Nipanasa, the Gezun, these things. It hurts a person, but when it comes to Tzarche Rabim, he says, interesting thing, he brings down, I'm not going to go through all the various different Mayimakoymas he brings down, just real quickly to get a handle on it and an understanding, because I know I myself, I have this question a lot. The various different tefillahs that we do say on Shabbos, that is really bakashas, that is really requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like, how could we say it? We do say requests, we don't say requests, when? So he brings down, but when it comes to Tzarche Rabim, when the tefillah that one is saying is really a Tzarche Rabim, the request, I should say, not so much the tefillah, but the request is a Tzarche Rabim, in other words, a need for the general public of Klal Yisrael. So then, in general, there's not so much sar, and that would be okay. He says, interesting, mutter on page Shin Pei Ches, the Sefer Klala, mutter loyma b'shabbos tefila, sheniskena, the Chazal was mesakin, letzorche rabim, for everybody to say, for everybody, not individually. So what's the reason? What's the reason one could say it? Because it's just because Tzarche Rabim. But Tam Shetzarche Rabim, when it's a tefillah that said for everybody, that said, in other words, I'm asking for everybody, not just for myself. Tzarche Rabim Nachshivu Mitzvah. That is, of course, considered a mitzvah, number one. So that already makes it less of a problem. It's a mitzvah. V'legozru Chazal Al V'daber Dover L'Tzarech Mitzvah. According to many sheets, like we saw last time, when it comes to a mitzvah, Chazal V'na Gozer. Al V'daber Dover, when it comes to a mitzvah, and we spoke about those various different ins and outs. For chen lo nechshav bittel oineg Shabbos, and there's no bittel oineg Shabbos. In other words, when I ask for panasa gezunt, this type of thing for myself, let's say, or possibly a chayla, whatever the case might be, and I'm not mesukin. We're not talking about somebody's dangerous situation. Just tam bechlal. So there's a bittel of oineg Shabbos. So it bothers me. You know, these things that you know, you get a bad feeling. It's bittel oineg Shabbos. When it comes to tzarchei rabim, chen lo nechshav bittel oineg Shabbos, it's not a bittel of oineg Shabbos. It's not really going to take away the Oineg Shabbos for Yom Tov and the Oineg Yom Tov Kishadim Vakish Rachman Bishvil Rabim Shi Mitzvah, because Lamaisa it's a mitzvah and it's more of a Klolius different type of thing. So in conjunction with that, again, these are the basics. There are more details here and there on the bottom. We're not going to get into everything, but he says interesting in conjunction with that, we say Yukum Purkum. Interesting, we say on Shabbos Yukum Purkum Mutta Lemi Yukum Purkum. By the way, I do want to mention one should be careful if that somebody's davening Yechidus, it's not so simple that you're supposed to say both paragraphs. You have to look in the Siddur and see exactly what went where and what's considered Barabim, how that works exactly. But I don't want to get into those halachas right now, but be it as it may, why? How could you say you can perk him in shul, right? We're saying you can perk him, the regular you can perk him on Shabbos before Mosef, right? Everybody says it. Mutalam you can perk him Shabbos mipnei he bakasha bishvil rabim, because again it is a bakasha, it's a request for the public. V'yesh matir mishum sharegilim lemer kol Shabbos. Others want to say because it's really in other words it's set in stone, as they say. This is a tefillah that's said on Shabbos. Like a bracha. Others want to say Shulchan Achirav, Rav Pa'olim, and so on, whatever. But they both say, one says that it's a something that's Rogel B'kach, it's a regular, normal thing that we say in Shabbos, and the other wants to say, which is even more, that it's Lamaisa, it's a bracha, and it's not even so much a tefillah B'kach, it's more like a bracha, that Hashem should send bracha. Yiratzayin, what about the Yiratzayin? He says, what about the Yiratzayin by Rosh Chodesh, right? We all say the Yiratzayin, but we bench. Yesh Matim, Lema Yiratzayin, excuse me, when you bench Rosh Chodesh, right? The Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh of that week, we bench Rosh Chodesh, we say Yel Ratzon, and there's requests over there and so on. How could we say that I request? Av sheyesh bakashas yesh matir, he said, mishum shemagdim lemi v'siten lanu. We say again, v'siten lanu loshen rabim. Again, it's a loshen rabim. It's a more of a public prayer type of a thing, a public davening. Nimshisha bakashas hein l'tzarchei rabim. So again, once we say the requests and the bakashas are tzarchei rabim, So that is okay. V'yesh makamim shaf shemaisifim b'seif atfilas amilim b'schus tfilas arabim. We also add b'schus tfilas arabim. Some say that lahagdish shaz tfilas shetiknu l'tzorchei rabim. Right? Whatever. There's different lashonis, different minhagim, and so on. Lefichach ein ba iser b'kashis tzorchei tzorchav. I'm sorry. Iser b'kashis tzorchav b'shabbos. There's no iser in asking your tzrachim on Shabbos. We said you can't do that because of all these various different reasons we just mentioned. It would be okay. Yesh shemaisifin l'sayfis chus tefilas rav kedei lahagdish kol mash ema anu b'akoshes v'rachamim rak mazke tefilas rav shuvu begemar v'schus shemazke tefilas u tovei bracha. Again, to bring, we say some say tefilas rav to bring bracha and so on. Okay, again, we're not getting into all the different various different type of minhagim, different reasons for it and so on. V'yesh she'ein omrim tefillas yer l'ratzon shel birchas hachodesh. Some don't say it. Okay, but be it as it may, again, we're not getting into everything over here, but l'maisa, these are some of the reasons that we, and the same thing brings for by Tal, right? By Tal, we ask, also when we bench Tal, we're asking, and various different other times that we ask on Shabbos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking for bakashas and requests, and how can we do it? L'maisa, it's tzarchei rabim, and some other reasons, like we said, it's mitzvah, and so on. So these are some of the various different reasons why we could say all these things, even though we do know that requests, individual requests on Shabbos is problematic in many cases, but in these cases, it's tzarchei rabim, for the various different reasons we explained, it would be fine. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem Baruch Hu, Kol Tuv.